Let's finish out our sort of tour lymphoma slash CLL with the simple one, just kidding, which is T-cell lymphoma. And all the various diagnoses you see coming into you, and when you know you're going to see a patient with peripheral T-cell, not otherwise specified, whatever, you know, what are some of the things you're thinking about as you, particularly from a diagnostic point of view?
Yeah, so I think the studies confirm what we see in the clinic all the time, is that T-cell lymphoma is one of the more difficult diagnoses to make, and inter-observer variability is quite high, and we really depend on extensive marker studies to get us to the right diagnosis. Again, we don't have as good a feel for T-cell lymphoma. In B-cell lymphoma, we correlate this disease with that stage of B-cell development. We have a pretty good idea how it behaves. T-cell lymphoma, much less well-defined. We're starting to get the genomic landscape, the mutational landscape, but we're way behind B-cell lymphoma, and therefore the diagnostic categories are more confusing. We still use clinical, is it cutaneous or nodal or extranodal? I mean, you know, that's not biologically relevant. It's really what's driving the T-cells, and so we have to get there. So when I see a patient with T-cell lymphoma, I'm pretty skeptical until we've had a chance to review the slides. Really important to get adequate tissue, appropriately stained. There's fairly extensive immunohistochemical markers and genomic markers, which we really want to see to optimize, be sure we have the right diagnosis and optimize treatment.
So just to go through a couple of the common scenarios, what about peripheral T-cell not otherwise specified? What do you specifically expect to see in terms of biomarkers?
Now, so first, obviously, CD3 positive, CD20 negative, and then we'll look for CD4 and 8 to see if it's helper or suppressor. The pan T-cell markers, CD2, CD5, CD7, are helpful in some of the difficult cases because when they are lost, you know, we don't have clonal like kappa lambda or immunoglobulin gene receptor. So if you either have to get T-cell receptor gene rearrangement, but loss of CD2, 5, or 7 sort of indicates that this is a clonal process because it's an abnormal T-cell. Then the follicular markers like CD21 help because there's this whole idea now of T follicular helper cell derived malignancies such as angioimmunoblastic. And so we'd like to see that to make sure it's not in that category. I think that's a fairly reasonable place to start. And then you go further depending on what you find in that first level of stains.
Again, a patient with a presumed diagnosis of angioimmunoblastic lymphoma.
Again, you know, so it's T follicular helper cell, should be CD30, should have follicular markers like CD10. There's a CXCR molecule. So there's a whole host of markers there, which we didn't really understand before, but now sort of together look like this T follicular helper cell phenotype. There, the histology does help the blood vessel, you know, sort of the old angioimmunoblastic. It does have blood vessels running through it. There's occasionally EBV positive B cells. So it's, again, it's not one feature. It's this whole, so almost like a syndrome you have to put together to make that diagnosis.
And again, anaplastic large cell lymphoma.
Again, anaplastic large cell, histologically, you get some key idea that it's anaplastic histologically. But again, you'd want to see CD30. You'd want to do the ALK stain. ALK positive anaplastic large cell does very well with standard chemotherapy. ALK negative, not so well, but not bad. ALK negative now, there's this DUSP22 genetics, which seems to say an ALK negative that's going to do quite well. So again, these things now get divvied up into increasing number of subgroups, but they have clinical relevance as to do they need a bone marrow transplant or, you know, autologous stem cell transplant? Should they get chemotherapy? Should they get CD30-directed therapy? So these have clinical relevance, so it's no longer just idle, gee, I really want to know what to call it, but, you know, you really make treatment decisions.